Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com.
What is the leading cause of death for seniors in the United States? Your doctor has probably already given you the warning. Heart disease is the leading culprit of death for men, women, and people of most racial and ethnic groups. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. The prescription and doctor's orders for you are, number one, eat healthy foods, emphasizing fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and lean protein like fish and poultry, while limiting saturated fats, trans fats, added sugar, and sodium. Exercise each day by walking, swimming, or cycling. That's number two, physical activity. Aim for at least 20 minutes of moderate exercise each day. Number three, weight management. Maintain healthy weight to reduce the strain in your heart and manage blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, June 29th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Police Department arrest bank robber suspect. Senator Schiff secures federal grants for the Atascadero Fire Station. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, solar for savings, battery backup for security, and don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Pastorables Police Department arrested the suspect involved in a bank robbery late last week. Police identified the suspect as Ernesto Noriego Cisneros, who allegedly declared he had a weapon after entering the Wells Fargo Bank on Spring Street and left with an undisclosed amount of cash. Police say they identified his location to be northwest of Fresno and relayed this information to Fresno County detectives. At about 9:30 p.m. on June 27th, Fresno County detectives located Cisneros in his vehicle and took him into custody on suspicion of bank robbery and for violating the terms of his post-release community supervision. Cisneros has been transported to the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Senator Adam Schiff's office says he has secured a nearly $1.4 million federal investment grant for two Central California emergency preparedness projects. Schiff's office says he secured $1 million in federal investments for the city of Atascadero to equip a new fire station, which will house an emergency operations center to help mitigate the threat of wildfires in a high-risk region. The rest of the grant money will go to the city of Lompoc for an emergency center. Senator Schiff said, quote, "One of my top priorities in the Senate is protecting Californians from the threat of wildfires and ensuring we do all we can to prepare for and mitigate the risks of all natural disasters." District Attorney's Office files charges against man secretly recording women at Planet Fitness. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The county DA's office has filed charges against 40-year-old Kyle L. Combs of Grover Beach with 12 misdemeanor counts of invasion of privacy. Combs was identified as the suspect responsible for filming women at Planet Fitness in Arroyo Grande in 2025. The Arroyo Grande Police Department later confirmed 23 positively identified victims in the case. The DA's office says these allegations are chargeable only as misdemeanors, which may justifiably disturb readers. The formal complaint says Combs secretly used a device to view or record women while they were nude inside tanning booths in Planet Fitness. The charged offenses occur between July 12, 2025 and December 29, 2025, with 12 separate victims. While there's evidence of many other incidents, they could not be charged due to the statute of limitations period. Women who have used red light therapy rooms at Arroyo Grande Planet Fitness in 2025 who have not yet spoken to investigators are encouraged to do so. About 30 high school students from across the state will participate in Camp Cinder in San Luis Obispo. This four-day firefighting camp will be held June 29th through July 3rd, designed to inspire young women with hands-on experience and exposure to careers in firefighting services. The camp's activities will take place at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, Cal Fire Training Facilities, and Avila Beach. Campers will participate in water rescue operations, CPR training, structural and wildland firefighting tactics, physical agility training, and more. The camp's intention is for its participants to leave with the confidence to pursue careers in firefighting or other professions as they choose. In collaboration with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, the County Air Pollution Control District will be conducting a 32-acre vegetation burn this week. The burn will start Tuesday, June 30th at 10 a.m. near 3270 Gilardi Road in San Luis Obispo. The operation will reduce the accumulation of flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires. Smoke will be present in the area. Residents are advised to not report the fire unless there is an emergency unrelated to this controlled operation. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Padres 4-2, the Giants over the Braves 3-2, the Angels beat the Athletics 4-1, the Red Sox over the Yankees 5-4. tonight. The Dodgers will face the Athletics. The Angels will go against the Mariners. The Giants will face the Diamondbacks. The Padres will go against the Cubs. The Yankees will face the Tigers. In California news, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating at least 117 dogs found dead on the grounds of a no-kill animal shelter. Sheriff's Office located the buried skulls and bones at Miranda's Rescue Animal Sanctuary, a 50-acre facility in Fortuna, California. The Sheriff's Office says many of the canine remains had gunshot wounds and 600 dog collars were found nearby. A search and rescue recovery operation is underway for a missing U.S. Marine after he went missing off the coast of California. The Marine was serving aboard the USS Anchorage during integrated training. The search and recovery mission started at 9 p.m. on June 26th. Governor Gavin Newsom released a video on Friday morning urging voters to vote no against the one-time billionaire's tax levy. Newsom instead proposed a federal minimum tax rate on Americans worth more than $100 million. Newsom said the state measure would hurt the economy as billionaires would simply leave the state. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Planning is well underway for the 2026 Farm Progress Show. This year's event features a new agronomy zone. Farm Progress Show Director Matt Youngman has details on what attendees can expect.
For almost 75 years, we've done a great job of allowing exhibiting companies to demonstrate combines, tillage tools, the things that happen out in the field demonstrations. And what the agronomy zone does is it allows the companies that make inputs, whether that's seed or crop protection or fertility, plant those crops, do the applications of their products, and then have the standing corn or the soybeans or whatever they wanted to grow. They gave us a prescription and we hired a professional agronomist to care for them and tend them through the summer so that their exhibit is all laid out with growing crop right where they want it. I was in Boone taking a look at that, and it was in fantastic shape.
In addition, the Farm Progress Show is known for its live machinery demonstrations, crop technology exhibits, and hundreds of agricultural exhibitors. This year's show will take place September 1st through the 3rd in Boone, Iowa. For more information and for tickets, log on to farmprogressshow.com. With today's Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network.
The future of farming depends on us, today's farmers, ranchers, and families, working together. Washington Farm Bureau is committed to making sure agriculture thrives for generations to come. We're here to support your business, advocate for your rights, and inspire the next generation to carry the torch. When you join, you're not just supporting your farm, you're protecting the future of farming in Washington. Go to WSFB.com and become a member today.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust. H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California grain farmers are finding success producing sustainably grown malting barley for Alameda-based Admiral Maltings. The San Francisco Bay Area Malt House sources the barley from local growers that produces malt, which can be used for distilling, brewing, and for food production. Ron Silberstein, co-founder of Admiral Maltings, said the company pays growers a premium to grow malting barley, as well as wheat and rye, using earth-friendly or carbon-sequestering practices such as no-till. It's not the cheapest, but it's all about sustainability, Silberstein said. Fritz Durst, who grows organic no-till wheat for Admiral in Yolo County, said the premiums are crucial for making it financially viable to grow the grains. Everybody thinks sustainability is about soil that's healthy, and that's part of it, Durst said. But part of sustainability is right here, paying a fair price to the grower. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. CHP reports that there is a traffic collision with unknown injuries at 4670 Las Palitas Road. CHP says that a vehicle hit a fence and landed in the pasture. They have a unit at the scene. The incident was first reported at about 6:50 this morning, and CHP's units arrived at about 7:19. No further information is available at this time. Again, there's a report of a traffic collision with unknown injuries at 4670 Las Palitas Road. CHP has a unit at the scene. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with low 50s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, sunny on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The low 70s Wednesday and Thursday, low 80s Friday and Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 58 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks gained at the open, helped by de-escalating hostilities with more talks planned to end the Iran conflict, though Peter Anderson of Anderson Capital Management expects a holding pattern through the rest of the week. Comcast shares opened up 9%. The entertainment and tech company will split in two. RBC Capital Markets sees the S&P 500 rising to 8150 in the next year. It's currently at 7620. The NASDAQ is adding SpaceX to its NASDAQ NASDAQ 100 index next week. SpaceX shares are up 3%. But SpaceX may have a new competitor. Aerospace manufacturer Rocket Lab is buying satellite operator Iridium. Rocket Lab shares are up 10%. Iridium up 19%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, my name is Austin Streamland. At Slow Heating and Air, our passion for delivering exceptional quality and service never wavers. We're a family business serving our neighbors with honest service you can trust. We can help you fix, maintain, and install new heating and air conditioning systems.
And if another company says something big's broken,
call us for a second opinion.
805-423-5119. That's 805-423-5119. San Luis Obispo Heating and Air Conditioning, Inc., keeping you in the comfort zone.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. All right, call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us. Okay, coming up this afternoon, sound off, 12:30 till 1. I will have on Mr. Blake Wallace, the industrial arts. That's right, showcasing the big auction coming up, showcasing the outstanding work these youngsters do at the California Mid-State Fair. Then Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. So there you have it, here on the Right Choice, KPRL. Let's not forget this. Between now and 9 o'clock, you can email in. I've got quite a few tickets that we gave away several months ago, And, you know, people, I let them know that they won, but they contacted me that, you know, something comes up, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, I have quite a few tickets for the California Mid-State Fair that I guess you could say I'm reissuing with the permission of the people because they simply can't go to the show. And they were nice enough to inform me and either not pick them up or give them back. So I've got two tickets and the admission for Old Dominion at the California Mid-State Fair, July 15th. That's a Wednesday evening. So just email me, kevin@kprl.com, and I will let you know through the email if you have won the tickets or not. It is that simple. That's kevin@kprl.com. You only need to send the email once. You don't need five, so forth. Okay, let's see here. Mentioned the speed cameras. I played that for you. According to this, the red light camera tickets are just the start. California is now implementing speed camera citations. Just like red light camera citations, these citations are directed to the registered owner of the vehicle, whether they were driving or not. Assembly Bill 645 is fully operational, and automated speed enforcement has arrived on California streets. They are already in several cities, including some major ones here, to enforce speed limits and enhance road safety. Drivers caught going 11 miles per hour or more over the speed limit will receive fines ranging from $50 to $500 without the need for a police officer to issue the citation. State law includes strict privacy protections, so images are limited to license plates. There are no images of the actual driver. Also, traffic citations issued by an officer are considered criminal in nature, and as such, you have constitutional due process rights available to you. However, speed camera citations are considered civil in nature, and these rights do not apply. That's why the difficulty in getting these speed camera and red light citations before a judge. One advantage is that speed camera citations don't add a point to your driving record. Okay, here's a stupid question. Does your insurance know about it? And if you don't have due process, then how is this constitutional? I just have the feeling that this will be, or maybe it has been challenged. I don't know. I don't know at all. All right. We have a problem here in San Luis Obispo County. Not a surprise, but apparently this is going on around the country, though. Online gambling is more accessible than ever. Apps and websites. And now it is proving to be somewhat risky for children. Apparently, some specialists in San Luis Obispo County in the schools have warned about several cases of youth self-reporting gambling habits to school counselors over the last few years. These reports have increased over time with the rise of cryptocurrency, sports betting apps, day trading websites, and the accessibility of online gambling. And youth under age of 18 can, in some cases, legally invest in stocks, but they typically occur through some form of custodial account opened or controlled by a parent. All right. Now, according to this, children under the age of 18 are 2 to 4 times more likely to develop gambling disorders compared to adults since their brains are still developing. Well, wait a minute. Their brains are still developing, but we're going to give them enhancements to change what they are. Huh. That's pretty interesting. Okay. Individuals who start gambling at a young age are more likely to develop a gambling addiction later in life. gambling habits are increasing among youngsters. And again, this is a story out of San Luis Obispo. Prediction apps place bets on real-time world events, including sports, politics, finance, and more. Wow. Now, I'm assuming that when you gamble, you have to use money, some sort of money. Where are these kids getting the money? According to this, youth borrowing money, shielding their bank accounts, or requesting advances on their allowances without explanation could be potential red flags. Wait a minute. Chris, I don't remember. Did you get an allowance?
No, I did not.
Okay. Let's pretend here, okay?
All right, putting on my thinking cap.
So let's just say that you were getting $5 a week for your allowance. Would your parents ask you a question if you came to them and asked for an advance because you didn't have that $5 anymore?
They'd probably ask what it's for.
Okay. Right. As I would think that any parent would do that. I'm just kind of guessing. Again, just kind of guessing here. And apparently that's not happening. The kids are requesting advances on their allowance without explanation. Are you kidding me? Hey, mom and dad, I don't have. Can you give me a loan on my allowance? And the parents aren't asking any questions. I'm sorry. I said parents. The person who's older than the child isn't asking questions. You gotta be kidding me. So they said if that happened, that should be a red flag. Duh. Boy, I'd like to have a job who can figure out that may be a red flag. I could be a counselor. This is absolutely unbelievable. And you know, again, the kids they're hiding their phones, delete their apps. And, you know, they're using it. We know kids are doing that and adults as well. So if your kid's asking you for extra money, older person in the house, there may be an issue. And I'm just guessing, too, it may be more than gambling. More than gambling. So there you have it going on now. Now, according to whatever this is, the average weekly allowance for kids in the United States ranges from $10 to $37 per week. And that depends on their age and what expenses the money is expected to cover. Now, a Wells Fargo survey found that the average child receives $37 per week from chore and family banking apps like Till Financial. I don't know what that is. Anyway, so they have allowances for guidelines. Ages 4 to 6, $1 to $5. 7 to 10, $5 to $10. 11 to 14, $10 to $20. 15 to 18, $20 to $45. How about 15 to 18? If they're not involved with extracurricular activities, they get a job. Unless they're helping out at home. Now, how many people in our listening audience got an allowance for doing nothing? Anybody? Now, there is some thought to giving a flat weekly rate regardless of whether they do chores or not. Because what it does, again, according to this, is to practice money management, which would be a good lesson if you give the kid $5 or $10 and they want an advance because they've blown the cash on gambling, drugs, whatever the heck they did, to teach life lessons. Okay? And that is going on now. And, of course, many of you probably know that many parents give their kids access to credit cards. And that's done by usually adding them as an authorized user to their own accounts, which, again, that wouldn't happen. It just wouldn't happen. But that's what's going on in today's world, folks. So have at it. And I think I got an allowance once in a while. I don't really remember. Chris, did you get money when your teeth were out?
I don't think so. Okay. I think maybe once or twice when I was very young that happened, but no. Usually I got money by, you know, doing the dishes or pulling weeds in the garden.
Okay. I remember a couple of times, and I know times are different, but, you know, there may have been a dollar bill or 50 or something under the pillow with the teeth or something like that, but yeah, you're right, that didn't last very long. As my dad, as he would say with most things, it takes no talent to lose your teeth. Besides, I'm going to be spending money on braces, so I need to save up. At 50 cents was going to break them. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. This is going to be interesting to watch to see, you know, other than the, along with the Supreme Court decision expected this morning, or any minute, as the news said, that this is going to be interesting to watch across the nation because a Mississippi law, it could create statewide registry of undocumented immigrants, in other words, illegals. Now, this new law is set to take effect this week, which will allow the state's top law enforcement agency to comply a list of illegal immigrants living in the state. And, of course, illegal immigrant advocates, fear could be a new toll to target immigrants as part of the mass deportation plan. There was also a mass deportation that took place under the Obama administration, but that never seems to be brought up. And this is to investigate means available to determine the number of illegal immigrants residing in Mississippi and their identities by collecting their names, addresses, country of origin, and whether they are an adult or a child. Also, they're going to be able to or try to check out criminal history. So apparently there are enough people not only in Mississippi but outside of Mississippi and around the country who are upset with this to find out if illegals are in this case Mississippi, and some are saying because it's not a big deal. Now they're saying that it's less than 1% of the population. Okay, it doesn't seem like a lot, but they're still illegal. And by the way, that number is 28,000 people that are living there illegally. Hi, good morning.
Howdy. You know, I kind of remember gambling growing up, you know, started pretty young. I mean, I remember like pitching pennies against the wall at the bus stop and, you know, flipping baseball cards and things like that and marbles.
You consider that gambling?
Well, I mean, not really, but technically it is. Now, do you remember flipping baseball cards? You know, you'd lottery even.
I remember the baseball cards, and I remember the marbles, because you'd win the marbles from the other guy.
You'd knock them out of the ring or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I still remember, though, when, you know, one of the kids would lose too many marbles or too many baseball cards, their mother or whatever would come into the school, and we'd all say, okay, you have to give Johnny his marbles back, and he would go pick out the marbles he wanted from your collection. This was mine, you know, and all this other crap. And nobody played more with Johnny anymore after that.
I don't remember any of the parents coming back and saying, you know, hey, my kid needs to get his marbles back or his baseball cards. I don't remember. It's just that you win, you lose.
Yeah, it only happened a couple of times. It, you know, like I said, after that, nobody wanted to play with him anymore.
Well, so, that might be something that the parents should have thought about as well.
Well, one would think that, but, what are you going to do?
Well, what you're going to do is you're going to be a parent and then use some common sense. Okay, your kid lost all his baseball cards. All right, how did you do it? Well, we were flipping baseball cards and I lost them. All right, lesson learned.
Stalker.
Right. You think, oh, baseball cards, marbles, no big deal. These are the beginning of life lessons.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't gamble with something you really don't want to lose.
Right. It's
you had your duplicate baseball cards. I mean, I got four of them. Who cares?
Well, But where did you get the money to buy the baseball cards?
Wherever. I mean, like you said, maybe wash. I doubt it was washing the dishes. Sometimes birthday money. It's just things. I mean, somehow when you're a kid, every now and then you get a few bucks.
Did you get an allowance? Huh?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Something cut out.
Did you get an allowance when you were a kid?
Not exactly. I mean, okay, for certain things, like when we went to the fair for 4-H, I got $10 or something like that to last the week. I mean, it's not exactly an allowance, but
that's the question I asked you. Did you get one? Did you get one on a regular basis, or did you have to do chores? I'm not talking about, hey, Mom, I want to go to the movies.
No, we didn't get. We had lots of chores to do, but yeah, we didn't have an allowance, so to say. Like I said, occasionally we had one. Like I said, but not regularly. No.
Would if when you went and asked your mom or dad for some money, I'm guessing they would ask you what do you want it for?
Of course.
Okay, so it wasn't, you trying to be sneaky or anything, but they would, did they usually say yes?
Something, it ran in streaks. Sometimes it would go on for a while, then sometimes no. I would say about 70% of the time they said yes, as long as it wasn't something stupid. And I knew better than to ask for something stupid. I mean, it was, no, they're not going to buy me a $50 slot car set or something like that today. But, if I wanted to go to the movies, it was usually, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the slot car set was going to be for Christmas or your birthday or something like that.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe. But, by the time, in some cases, when your birthday or Christmas was coming, you were past that phase.
Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah, all of a sudden you're 12 and you got the slot car set you wanted when you were 9. Yeah.
that does like, oh boy, thanks.
Yeah. Well, there you go. What are you going to do? I haven't done it myself, but I bet it's really hard to be a parent.
Well,
to be a good one anyways.
Well, because there's no booklet. There's no booklet. They yeah. have all this there are some basic do's and don'ts, but in today's world, there's, the feel good, the helicopter parent books, which don't seem to be working very well.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it all goes through phases and, it's kind of funny. Somebody was talking about that the other day that, he grew up, he was one of four kids in a 1,300 square foot house, and he's one of those kids in the 50s that joined the Army when he was 17.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that he didn't love his parents, but he said, I can't do this anymore.
Well, my sister was 18. She didn't join the Army, but she got out of the house.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah.
Which was good.
Yeah, well, there you go. And it's just, times have changed, and he's talked about that too. He doesn't have a house like that, but he said, he sees houses out there. He said, why would these kids ever leave?
I look back and I think, man, I had it made.
Yeah, they don't need an allowance. My gosh, look at all the stuff they have.
Well, kids do have a little bit more than many of us. So, all right, I'm out of time. I got to go, but thanks, Kevin. All right, thanks for your call. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
The DA's office has filed charges against 40-year-old Kyle L. Combs of Grover Beach with 12 misdemeanor counts of invasion of privacy. Combs was identified as the suspect responsible for filming a woman at Planet Fitness in Arroyo Grande. The DA's office says these are chargeable only as misdemeanors, which may justifiably disturb readers. About 30 high school students from across the state will participate in Camp Cinder in San Luis Obispo. This four-day firefighting camp will be held June 29th through July 2nd, designed to inspire young women with hands-on experience and exposure to careers in firefighting services. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Now Iran wants to talk after U.S. threats of devastation for breaking the ceasefire. President Trump posting Iran has requested a meeting to take place tomorrow in Doha.
This all started late last week when the Iranians targeted vessels in the Strait of Hormuz with one-way attack drones. We know the U.S. responded with strikes in southwestern Iran. When the Iranians attacked yet another oil tanker, the U.S. ramped up strikes going after Iranian military surveillance infrastructure, communication systems, air defense sites, drone storage facilities, and mine-laying capabilities.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. Big day in court, the Supreme Court, with several end-of-term decisions, maybe including birthright citizenship. Alec Murdaugh in South Carolina on his retrial for killing his wife and son. And in New York, Luigi Mangione pretrial on the United Healthcare CEO's killing. America's listening to Fox News.
Peak painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
We're here to help. North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Sunshine, mid-70s. Couple of clouds, mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows right around 50. Upper 70s for you Tuesday. And as we head out, low 70s on Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, 80 for your 4th of July celebration. Mid-80s Saturday. Sunday, mid-80s. Mid-80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 11 up and down. 5:51 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We're at 60. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, Hutch Heating and Air. .com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Well, last week the city of Atascadero had the kickball. Now fall adult basketball registration is open. The league will run Sundays at the Colony Park Community Center August 23rd. Through October 18th, with 7 regular season games, with guaranteed at least one in the end of the season tournament. All teams will be co-ed, and applications are accepted on a team basis only, with a minimum of 10 players and a maximum of 18. Registration deadline is August 7th. August 7th for that. Also, the Templeton Run Club and the Rotary Club of Templeton are hosting a 4th of July 5K this Saturday, the 4th. $20 for adults and youngin' 17 and under free. Sign up at the Templeton 4th of July Parade.com. Top finishes will be provided by GH Sports in Slo. All proceeds will go back to the Run Club and Rotary to help put out more local events like those and also scholarships for local high school seniors. So have some fun, some running before you have all the good vittles and all the barbecue stuff on Saturday there in Templeton. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. All right, moving along.
Happy, happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries at 5 minutes away from eight are brought to you by Bella Jewel. Fine jewelry, mighty fine jewelry. All right, let's see here. We had a couple that were sent in late on Friday. Bill and Marion Richards celebrating 51 years together. My goodness, happy anniversary. Now we're caught up. Let's see here. On this day, David Oppheim, Mary Rogat Walsh, Hank Riley, June Yardley, Suane Cook, Debbie Wilson, Brista Del Rio. It sounds like a movie star. Aaron T. Bruce, Kevin Mitten, Warren Edwall. We have, let's see here, Joanne Chesmore Mason, John and June Pertoni, and also the former first couple of the city of El Paso de Robles, Dwayne and Rose Marie Picanso. Happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, let's see here. It says close. Why does it say close? It shouldn't be. It should be open. Let's see here. We have Mr. Mayo, William Mayo, the Mayo Clinic, 1861-1939. Nelson Eddy, 1901-1967. Leroy Anderson, quite the composer, 1908-1975. Also, oh, this guy, I loved him in movies. Slim Pickens, 1919-1983. All right. Let's see here. Oh, Baseball Hall of Famer Harmon Killebrew, 1936-2011. Stokely Carmichael, the comedian, I think, and civil rights activist, 1941. Little Eva, the locomotion, 1943-2003. From Fleetwood Mac, Bob Bruning, 1943, died in 2011. Gary Busey, the actor, 1944. Who else do we have on the list here? Should not be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Dan Dierdorf, 1949. Pedro Guerrero, you Dodgers may remember him, and so does law enforcement, 1956. Evelyn King, the singer, 1960. Onward, Jeff Burton, the car guy, 1967. Going on, looking. Joe Johnson, not a bad hoopster, 1981. Ooh, Kawhi Leonard, he'll end up in the Basketball Hall of Fame. He's good, 1991. All right, passing away on this day, Carl Reiner, yes, indeed, 2020. Katharine Hepburn, 2003. Lana Turner, 1995. Bob Crane was murdered this day in 1978. Jane Mansfield, 1967. Iggy, Ignacia Paderewski, 1941 is when he said goodbye. And Henry Clay, statesman, the great compromiser, 1852, Kentucky guy. Lincoln followed him a lot. I mean, followed, he thought highly of him. Alan Arkin passed away in 2023. Donald Rumsfeld in 2021. Rosemary Clooney in 2002. And Fatty Arbuckle, Roscoe, died in 1933. All right, going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He did not get into the Hall of Fame right away. For hitting 573 home runs, it took him a while to get in. He also finished with a record of having the most plate appearances in his career without a sacrifice hit, since broken by Frank Thomas. But he was a premier power hitter of his time. He led the AL in home runs six times, RBIs three times. Again, he hit a total of 573 home runs. The Mr. Killebrew goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Senator Adam Schiff's office says he has secured nearly $1.4 million in federal investment grants for two Central California emergency preparedness projects. $1 million will go to the city of Atascadero to equip a new fire station, which will house an emergency operations center. Paso Robles Police Department announced the suspect involved in the Wells Fargo Bank property robbery last week has been transported to the San Luis Obispo County Jail. Police identified the location of the suspect, Ernesto Noriejo Cisneros, in Fresno. He was arrested on June 27th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-70s, it's 62 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Killebrew was the MVP of the American League way back in 1969 and also was a 13-time All-Star and all-around great athlete. He was an All-American high school quarterback. and had offers to go play in college. Harmon passed away at the age of 74 in 2011. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.